Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Golan Heights in Israel. President Trump's declaration of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights has dangerous opposition. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more detail.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Russia has come out against the Golan move, and in fact they have said it will lead to new tensions in the Middle East. What about Russia's statements on the Golan Heights and the decision by the Trump administration?
Well, the Russians clearly aren't happy with the presidential proclamation that the United States would support Israel's sovereignty on the Golan Heights. They are also allied with Iran today in Syria. But frankly, these are, for the time being, they were predictable. They are meaningless insofar as the U.S. and Russia are staying apart from each other on the ground inside Syria. So this is a verbal assault, but it is not a military affront.
But possibly with Iran, it could be military action in the near future. You mentioned Iran's President Rouhani slamming this U.S. decision on the Golan Heights and its recognition of sovereignty. They have a real reason for doing that because they're perched maybe 2.5 miles north of the Israeli border there in Kenetra. They're ready to come in, take over the Golan Heights, and use that as a launch pad to take the rest of the state, the Jewish state of Israel, are they not?
And I think that is, in fact, exactly what prompted President Trump to make this proclamation. It was to thwart the Iranians, at the very least to lay down a marker to the Iranians, to let them know that we were fully behind Israel, not just Israel as the state of Israel as recognizes its borders, but also the Golan Heights, which Israel has annexed and been for many, many years. So this was a clear U.S. message to Iran. We will not allow you to get closer to the state of Israel. We've discussed many times Iran's strategy is to surround the state of Israel. So they now have forces in Lebanon with Hezbollah. They have forces in Gaza with Hamas. And they have their own forces and proxy forces in Syria. So they're trying to surround the state of Israel, and they're looking for a pretext to launch an attack that could be devastating.
Ken Timmerman pointing out that Russia and Iran are both opposed to Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Both Russia and Iran are opposed to Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Both Russia and Iran are using this as an excuse, and it could ignite these aggressive enemies of Israel to move an alignment of Islamic nations led by Russia into the Golan Heights and to use it as a launch pad to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 says that this alignment will use Syria to make the very first move into Israel. The Golan Heights are strategic for Syria and also key for Israeli security. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...